Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
It's time now for the WXXI Business Report. Brooklyn was buzzing Sunday as Wegmans opened its first New York City store. And Randy Gorman, you talked with a supermarket analyst about this expansion and what it means for Wegmans.
Yes, good morning, Beth. Yeah, Wegmans certainly opening with the kind of hype and fanfare you might expect a big retail opening to have in the Big Apple. Numerous media covering the opening, including the New York Times, which quotes Danny Wegman as noting they've wanted a store in New York City for a while now, but finding the right site took time. In fact, the store is being discussed as far back as 2015. Longtime supermarket analyst Bert Flickinger telling me that Wegmans should do well, he thinks, in Brooklyn. He says one difference you'll see compared to other supermarket chains and retailers is that instead of the primary customers coming from a 3 to 5 mile radius, Wegmans may pull in people from 50 miles away or more.
With people stopping at Wegmans, commuting out of New York City, taking the product either to the suburbs of New York or far into the suburbs of Connecticut and Rhode Island, which want Wegmans as well.
And Flickinger says that spot in Brooklyn will be a good one for the Rochester-based chain.
It's the perfect location in the Brooklyn Navy Yard, in that it's the fastest growing area in New York City. And it's also at the intersection of the best roadways and transportation hubs.
Wegmans will offer job opportunities to more than 500 employees. Nearly half of them come from local hiring efforts in the Brooklyn community. And at least one well-known Brooklyn native was glad to see the store coming to that borough. Senator Chuck Schumer praising the look of the supermarket, saying he likes the way Wegmans treats its workers and he's looking forward to them being in Brooklyn. Workforce diversity is the goal of many organizations, and that was the focus of a conference held last week by Heritage Christian Services, which provides assistance for people with disabilities. The conference last week, called The Right Talent Right Now, was focused on creating a more diverse and equitable workforce through upstate New York, looking at disparities in employment opportunities, not only for those with disabilities, but also a number of people in minority populations as well. Marisa Geithner is president and CEO of Heritage Christian, which helped lead the symposium that included representatives of a number of community organizations.
And we need to be learning from one another about ways that we're applying that learning to actually shifting the way our businesses are welcoming and including a very, very diverse and broad demographic of employees.
And Geithner says it's hoped the symposium last week will help move area organizations and businesses from conversation to action. Empire State Development says that Luminate New York has received just over 100 applications to compete for a spot in round three of that competition. Luminate is a business accelerator program designed to give a boost to businesses in the high-tech industry, especially those involved in optics, photonics, and imaging. Half of this year's applicants live in countries outside the U.S., which organizers say points to the fact that the competition is being recognized globally. Eventually, 10 startups will be admitted to the six-month program, which provides support that includes an initial $100,000 investment, mentorship, and access to investors and lab facilities. Next June, the companies compete for a total of $2 million in additional funding. Officials with the Marketplace Mall say that the former Field & Stream store has now made the transition into Sportsman's Warehouse brand. Very similar to its predecessor, Sportsman's Warehouse will include hunting, fishing, camping, and other types of sporting goods. It was announced earlier this month that Dick's Sporting Goods, which owns Field & Stream, was selling several stores to Utah-based Sportsman's Warehouse. A local charter school getting help from T-Mobile this morning. Eugenio Maria de Hostos Charter School will be getting hotspots for use in school and home for middle and high schoolers. The students and staff will get free access to T-Mobile's network. John Harris from Eugenio says it's helpful because a lot of their students do not have internet access in their homes. And just a heads up, Xerox releasing third quarter earnings before the market opens tomorrow. We'll have those for you, of course, right here at WXXI. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gortman.